I'm Antonia Gonzalez with National Native News. In today's headlines, two Alaska tribal groups sued the federal agency that manages pollock fisheries, and events mark Orange Shirt Day across Canada. These stories and more today on National Native News. This is National Native News. I'm Antonia Gonzalez. Two large regional Alaska tribal groups took their fight to overhaul federal management of pollock fisheries to Anchorage U.S. District Court last week. The Association of Village Council Presidents and the Tanana Chiefs Conference are suing the National Marine Fisheries Service. As KNBA's Rhonda McBride reports, both tribal organizations say the federal agency is using outdated environmental studies to set catch limits. Over the weekend, President Biden approved a major disaster declaration for North Carolina, including for the Eastern Band of Cherokee Indians, to help people access funds and resources to recover from Hurricane Helene. The funds are available for essential items like food and water, repairs, or for a temporary place to stay. In preparation for the storm, the Eastern Band of Cherokee Indians declared a state of emergency last week. The tribe still plans to hold its Cherokee Indian Fair this week. In a statement issued by tribal leaders, they said they're moving forward with the fair with a deep understanding of the devastation caused by the hurricane to surrounding areas. They said the fair represents a time to gather, reconnect, and strengthen bonds. The tribe will gather supplies during the fair to help those in need. Events are taking place across Canada Monday, Orange Shirt Day, which honors survivors of Indian residential schools. Also known as National Day for Truth and Reconciliation, it recognizes and reflects on the history and ongoing legacy of the schools and remembers the children who never returned home. Manitoba Premier Wab Kanu says events across the province are learning opportunities. In 2023, Manitoba established Orange Shirt Day as a provincial statutory holiday. On Friday, California Native American Day, California Governor Gavin Newsom signed 7 tribal bills. The bills introduced by Native American Assembly Member James Ramos include protections for the Indian Child Welfare Act, strengthens the Feather Alert for missing Indigenous persons, and requires schools to teach about the impacts of missions and the gold rush. I'm Antonia Gonzalez.